Science and Technology.
Conservation. Total whiteout. The Great Barrier Reef is experiencing unprecedented coral bleaching.
The Great Barrier Reef is a natural marvel, spanning 2,300 kilometres along the northeast coast of Australia. This vast ecosystem boasts hundreds of species of multicoloured corals across an area roughly the size of Italy. Thousands of other marine species rely on it for their survival, but the rate at which Earth is warming leaves its future in doubt. The Southern Hemisphere summer that ended in February is likely to have been the deadliest in the reef's history. What made it so was the unprecedented thermal stress, a measure of both high temperatures and their duration, it endured. In the reef's southern third, where the stress was worst, sea surface temperatures peaked at 2.5 degrees Celsius above average. It will be months before the consequences are clear, but some corals are already succumbing. Up to half may die, estimates Neil Cantin of the Australian Institute of Marine Science, AIMS. Corals are immobile animals, reliant for much of their nutrition and colour on photosynthesising algae, which settle within their tissues. When water temperatures rise, this symbiotic relationship breaks down. The heat sends the photosynthetic algae into overdrive, leading the corals to spit them out in self-defence. This process, known as bleaching, is often fatal, leaving the newly whitened coral vulnerable to starvation and disease. The reef has survived bleaching before. One half of its shallow water corals were killed by successive heatwaves in 2016 and 2017. Despite two more less lethal bleachings in 2020 and 2022, it made a remarkable recovery. Later in 2022, scientists were reporting the highest levels of hard coral cover in 36 years of monitoring across most of the reef. Since hard corals form a reef's underlying structure, their presence is a useful gauge of wider reef health. Two factors appear to have underpinned that recovery, says David Wackenfeld, the research program director at AIMS. First, tiny juvenile corals weathered the bleachings relatively well. They then grew to fill the space left behind by the deaths of their larger neighbours. Second, survivors seem to have been healthy enough to reproduce. That suggests, he argues, that the reef is resilient enough to recover from these levels of warming. This year's record heat will test that resilience. The more frequently bleaching occurs, the harder it is for a reef to recover. Until 1998, the Great Barrier Reef had never suffered widespread bleaching. Over the past 8 years, it has bleached 5 times. Not until this year, though, has extreme bleaching, affecting 90% of coral, been recorded in all its regions. As the most vulnerable species of coral die off, scientists expect only the hardiest varieties to survive. That threatens the reef's extraordinary diversity, as well as the many endangered marine species that rely upon it. Permanent losses would also harm Australia's economy. The reef supports 64,000 jobs and generates $3.8 billion in tourism every year. Part of that revenue is linked to the reef's status as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. That too is under threat. In light of the reef's continued decline, UNESCO has in recent years considered downgrading that status. In September 2023, however, that decision was indefinitely postponed, pending ongoing restoration efforts. Such efforts take many forms. Some involve curbing pollution and fishing activity in vulnerable areas. But more bespoke interventions are being considered too. One approach is to support the reef's natural recovery, for example, by assisting reproduction. Peter Harrison of Southern Cross University is testing a form of coral IVF, which involves collecting eggs and sperm when they are released in mass spawnings and using those to rear larvae in floating nurseries. These can then be guided towards damaged reefs, helping the coral seed where it is needed. A second approach is to speed up the natural process of adaptation. Scientists are racing to breed heat-resistant corals and symbionts, which can be transplanted to the reef, giving the site a better chance of surviving rising temperatures. Scale is a major challenge. Global coral production capacity can currently cover an area smaller than 10 football pitches annually, says Cedric Robbio of the Reef Restoration and Adaptation Programme. Last year, in the largest restoration effort to date, scientists deployed 100,000 baby corals to the reef. Over the second half of the decade, scientists aim to seed over 3 million more. All told, that will be enough to target between 5 and 10 of the Great Barrier Reef's 3,000-odd constituent reefs. Clearly, such efforts can do only so much. If global temperatures continue to rise at their current pace, the world's largest reef system faces obliteration. Under the current trajectory, says Dr. Robbio, there is no scenario in which corals can adapt fast enough. All scientists can do for now is buy some time.